Summit County GOP Chair Brantley Eason says legislators are looking at the unintended consequences of a bill passed last year that eliminates dinner club licenses. He says the law puts undue burden on some local restaurants.
Absolutely. That was House Bill 442 from previous legislature. And what it does is changes the dining license as we've known them previously. You've probably seen the 8.5 by 11 papers that say this is a bar, not a restaurant. This is a restaurant, not a bar. That came from that legislation as well. Some of the other things that came up was a barrier between a bar and the rest of the restaurant. And that's affected a lot of our local restaurants and local businesses. So what they'll have to do is construct this barrier. But with some of our older edifices here on Main Street, it's going to really ruin the structure itself. And so some of the restaurants will not be able to stay in business.
Eason says the list of impacted Park City restaurants has been given to lawmakers, and a few came to town for site visits. Democrat Party Chair Cheryl Butler says it's a big issue for Utah businesses, but nothing has been introduced to replace last year's legislation.
I think that we can all agree that the liquor laws in the state of Utah are fairly convoluted and confusing to both our residents and our tourists and our business owners. So far, I know we've been talking about changing some of those or potentially modifying or clarifying some of the actions that were taken a year ago.
Another drinking law passed last year lowers blood alcohol content from 0.08 to 0.05, but it doesn't go into effect until December 30th, 2018. There's still much discussion amongst lawmakers and with those in the hospitality business. Butler says it's a complicated argument.
We're all worried that that is seemed to feel like a drastic change. It would make it one of the lowest limits in the country. It is a tough one for exactly the reason you just mentioned. In addition, a number of businesses, places, industrial facilities that operate heavy equipment already have that limit. So it's tough to say that workers can't operate heavy equipment over 0.04, but drivers can.
Eason believes the BAC law was intended to save lives, but this bill, he says, also has unintended consequences.
One of the issues that comes in is that if you do a field sobriety test and you come in possibly at a 0.08, by the time you get to the jail and do the actual, say, blow test or a blood test, it can lower in that time. So you could be, say, in this case, if it were a 0.06, by the time you get to the jail to blow, that you are 0.03 or 0.05, 0.04. And so those are some of the other issues that they're looking at.
According to a BAC fatal crash report by the Utah Department of Public Safety, Highway Safety Office, over the last 10 years in Utah, there have been 362 traffic crash deaths involving a driver with a 0.05 or higher BAC. Drivers with a BAC of 0.05 to 0.07 were involved in 30, or 8.3% of those crashes. The data also shows 27 people with a BAC of 0.01 to 0.04 were involved in fatal crashes during the past 10 years. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.